in this song. He sent off Columbus attention I crave. While this unfold today I'll tell, which has happened of late in the Indian state, whom none but a hero can excel. Like Samson, he courted the choice of the fair, intending to make her his bride. But like the lily fair, his heart she did ensnare, and robbed him of honor and love. A golden ring he gave her in token of his love. On the posy was the image of a dove. They are certainly agreed to marry with speed, for they're promised by the powers above. Stick your finger on the and stop it. But the fickle-minded maiden again vowed to wed one young warrior ever in that place. But 'twas a fatal blow causing his overthrow, and proved to her shame and disgrace. Now when Fuller came to know he was deprived of his dear, whom he'd vowed by the powers to wed, unto Warren he did go with his heart full of woe, and thus unto Warren he said, "Now, Warren, you have wronged me to gratify your cause by reporting I left the betrothed wife. Oh, Warren, acknowledge before I break the law, or Warren, I'll deprive you of your life." I can sing it good. Oh, the battle is a good heart. "Now, Warren," replied, "your wish must be denied, since my heart to your darling it is bound. And further, I must say, this is my wedding day, in spite of the hero of our town." Then Fuller, in a passion of honor and love, which also caused many to cry, with one fatal shot, he killed Warren on the spot, saying, "Lord, I am willing to die." When Fuller was condemned by the honorable courts of Lawrenceburg, and sentenced to die the ignominious death, to swing above the earth before the gazing crowd, and hang on the gallows so high. The time at length arrived when Fuller was to die. With a smile he bid the audience adieu. Like an angel he did stand, for he was a handsome man. On his breast he wore a ribbon of blue. "Come all that have wives that are from with honor and love, for my great opinion is they are very hard to find. They are blessings from the powers above. For marriage is a lottery, and few that gains the prize. That's pleasing to the heart and the eye. And those that never marry may well be called wise. So So, ladies and gentlemen, goodbye. Okay.